Come.
Good afternoon. Welcome in. Your local programming block getting started here on KGYM with the Gym Class taking you through the 3 o'clock hour. Coming up, Michael Oss will join us. It's game week for Iowa, Iowa State, and UNI for college football teams, for the vast majority of high school football teams as well. And we'll talk about that. A busy weekend that was in the world of sports. We have Cedar Rapids Colonels playoff tickets to give away and a whole lot more. It's all coming up on the Monday edition of the Gym Class right here on KGYM. And from our studios here on the Southwest side, we welcome you in and thank you for being a part of the Gym Class program here on 1600 AM, 107.5 FM, the North Gym, 106.3 FM, the South Gym, Iowa City. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. And Jeff Downing will be in coming up in a little bit as our associate producer coming up today as we get ready for football season. The first Cyclone Sideline Show lined up and ready to go with John Walters and company tonight, and that will be at 7 o'clock on 1600 AM. Bringing it to you right there. And, yeah, that's another sure sign. Football season is right around the corner. You can reach out to us at the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line. That, of course, 319-366-1600. Hertina and Stocker Jewelers, they are located on the Penn Mall in downtown Iowa City. As always, we are thankful and very, very happy to be teamed up with Third Base Brewery, the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. They're the presenting sponsor. Mark, myself, Kyle, when he's here, usually, and then everybody else associated with the Gym Class. Do appreciate everything they do for us. They're locally owned and operated and a place where families meet up again and again. Perfect place to gather when you got some time, when you need to get some time away from the grind as well. Again, right at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids, presenting sponsor of the Gym Class program. How is Shambana? Besides the fact that the people over there apparently late at night after a few cocktails at a wedding are a little loopy.
Well, that was my weekend. I don't know if that had anything to do with it or not, but yeah, I was at a wedding in Champaign-Urbana, and Illini fans are kind of kooky.
Explain.
They're
show
talking
your work.
About bowl games.
Bowl games.
Yes.
You announced that as you came in today.
Well, I was in the minority. I mean,
right. You met a lot of folks, obviously, yeah. Hometown of the University of Illinois. They've been on a little bit of a skid lately as far as the football fortunes are concerned. And you said, a few of them said, basement is 6-6. Basement is 6-6.
Well, the guy that said that, I happened to meet him Saturday night, and he is in charge. He's the guy in charge of all the coaches' headsets on game day.
Okay.
Very important job.
Yes, it is.
But he went through the schedule, and I stopped him 3 games into it and kind of turned away, and he's saying 6-6, 7-5 for the Illini. And I went into a different conversation from there.
And then
I didn't tell him my background, nothing. I just let him talk. Briefly.
Was he holding a drink?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Alex and I went through the Illinois schedule. If they get to 6-6 or 7-5, Lovie Smith should be Big Ten Coach of the Year. And he would keep his job going into next year. It is football week. Everybody getting ready. Matt Campbell meeting the media today. Kirk Ferentz will meet the media coming up tomorrow. Iowa State, UNI, we've got that game for you on Saturday morning. That's a 9 o'clock pregame on 1600 AM and just past 11 o'clock with the kickoff. And again, that'll be on 1600 AM. And then Iowa, in a night game, will host Miami of Ohio. The Redhawks come into Kinnick Stadium. That is a 6:30 kickoff, and we'll have Before the Boom, the Hawkeye pregame show, coming up on the FMs, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. That will be at 4:30 coming up on Saturday, as we are in the game week, and it feels like football outside. All weekend and today it feels like football outside.
It does indeed, and a lot of interesting programming on our show and the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn this week, leading up to Friday night high school football and Saturday college football.
That's right. Don't forget about the high schools. We've got the complete schedule up as we have it right now at KGYMradio.com. You can click on that and see what we have in store for you. Two games this week, Friday night. No Thursday night game this year on that week one. But myself, John Hegarty, Jeff Moss will be out at John Wall Memorial Stadium, as it'll be Cedar Rapids Prairie entertaining Cedar Rapids, Washington. And then it will be Miles Klotz along with Gary Fickle. They will be down in North Liberty at Liberty High as the Bolts, the Lightning. They prefer Bolts. They will take on City High in a battle of Iowa City schools. And then after the game, all the scores from around Eastern Iowa, reports, top 10 scores, a whole lot more with Jeff Downing on the Eastern Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show. That comes your way right after the games through 12 midnight, coming up each and every week right here on KGYM. So very proud of the staff. Looking forward to getting another year under our belts and getting it underway on Friday.
You just snap your fingers and it all comes together,
right?
Oh,
yeah. Yep. Yeah, you bet. You bet. I've got not one list. I've got two lists going here to try to get everything taken care of. But it takes a lot of folks.
It comes together.
It comes together. Getting everybody to run things back here on Fridays. Mo and Lady J on the production side of things, making sure everything is okay. The athletic directors making sure we have a place to do the games, etc. So a lot of things that go into the background of football broadcasts, not just saying who's carrying or throwing the football.
Also part of our fall is the tailgate tour. Whirlpool, right?
That is correct. Whirlpool Careers, the sponsor of the tailgate tour this year.
That'll begin not this week, but next week out at Linmar.
Correct.
Yeah.
And a big thank you to everybody at Hills Bank and Trust Company for stepping up as our presenting sponsor of high school football and basketball this year on KGYM. The weekend. Where the heck do you start after Illinois is going to a bowl game? Maybe Kansas going to a bowl game. That's what Desmond Howard said on College Game Day on Saturday. I don't know if he got any pixie dusts in his eye when he was at the Magic Kingdom or what have you, but he did say on national television that the Kansas Jayhawks were going to go to a bowl.
Okay.
Now, he also said Iowa State was his pick to win the Big 12 Conference. I am leaving that one very much alone because it, A, could happen, and B, maybe that was said before the Magic pixie dust went into his eyes and everything else when he said that Kansas was going to go to a bowl game. Let's start with this. Andrew Luck on Saturday night. Before we even get to on-the-field college football that took place over the weekend, and there were a couple games, a typical Miami and Florida game. We'll get to that coming up in a little bit. But Andrew Luck, when that was released, as far as all the crawls on sports programming on your phone, if you follow things, sports sites and whatnot, you had to do a double take, didn't you? Andrew Luck announcing that he is going to retire immediately from the Indianapolis Colts as their starting quarterback. And you thought, well, this is a joke, right? And then the next person put it out there. And then it was all over the Twitterverse. And you said to yourself, this must be true. And it is true, as the Indianapolis Colts will go into a very, very promising 2019 season with not number 12 underneath center this year.
Well, at said wedding in Champaign-Urbana.
Yes.
I was talking to a group of guys, and another guy came over, happened to be from Indianapolis, had his phone in his hand, and he said, guys, Andrew Luck just retired. This was probably early evening.
I wonder if he was
Saturday.
A season ticket holder.
He goes to a lot of games. I know that.
Okay.
And also had him in his fantasy draft. So I said, wait a minute. You know Twitter. Who's reporting this? And he said, Adam Schefter, a very prominent football reporter. I said, I'll be damned. It must be true. And so it is. And I think the reaction, at least where I was at, was pretty surprised. And then upon reflection, a lot of aspects to this, I think. And yes, it's surprising. Andrew Luck's a very intelligent individual. He's been through many surgeries. And bottom line is, he's sick of going through those. I don't think he's lost the love of football, but he's lost his joy of football. Having had to go through all these surgeries, he's 29, not the first person that has had to, you know, undergo surgeries among the football community. But then there's the aspect of the fans.
Oh, well, what is fan short for, Mark?
Yeah?
Short for fanatic.
Luck was booed off the field as he left prior to the game when he was decided he was going to do this. And today, some fans, maybe not many, but some, who have season tickets to the Colts are asking for a refund or going to request a refund from the Colts.
There's that aspect. Until Jacoby Brissett throws 5 touchdowns on opening day for the Indianapolis Colts, and then they'll figure, hey, maybe things aren't so bad underneath the Lucas Oil Stadium roof.
And then there's a betting community. Our friend Dave Koken, who appears on Thursdays, tweeted that one of the books out in Vegas have refunded money to those who bet on Andrew Luck being the MVP this season.
Didn't have to do that.
Didn't have to do that, no. So there's many aspects to this, but at the center of it, I think it's Andrew Luck. And I have no problem with him doing what he did. I think he kept his head coach, Frank Reich, the ownership in the loop, maybe not his teammates. I don't know that to be fact. But and he's not the first person who has retired, in our minds, prematurely.
Oh, absolutely not. 319-366-1600, if you would like to weigh in. The city of Indianapolis, filled with good people and good fans, but they, you know, it was a knee-jerk reaction by some folks who were around at the end of the Colts preseason game on Saturday night. And much like your friend in Champaign, may have had a few libations during the evening, and you're going to get probably the lowest common denominator a fan right there. Should he be booed? Absolutely not. And I'm not going to hold that against the Indianapolis folks out there. Know a lot of them. A lot of friends in Indianapolis and in Indiana that follow the Colts. And it's just, was it the greatest way for Andrew Luck to go out and to announce his retirement? Absolutely not. He should have done it a lot better, but he's not the first person to make that mistake. Ask LeBron James about the announcement. Boy, he'd like to have that back.
Mm-hmm.
I think Andrew Luck would probably like to have a mulligan as far as making this announcement. I think it would have gone a lot better the next day, yesterday, at Colts headquarters outside of Indianapolis. I think that would have gone a lot better for him, and I think people would have been a lot more sympathetic out there. Not the first person, like you said, to retire early. And we'll get to that in a moment. We got some texts at 319-366-1600 on the Hurtina Stocker Jeweler text line to get to.
Yep, Badger Mike says, in the words of Ryan Burgundy, you stay classy, Indianapolis.
True. But I think that was more of a knee-jerk reaction. Than now people that are 2 days later burning Andrew Luck jerseys are just... I've got no time for those folks.
Cyclone Tim on the text line, better odds. Kansas going to a bowl or Indianapolis going to the playoffs? I still think the latter.
Colts could still go to the playoffs with Jacoby Brissett as their quarterback.
John on the text line, says, I am hearing the Colts are going to make a trade for Eli Manning. Colts are ready to win right now, and they need a quarterback.
Boy, I don't see that.
Jacoby Brissett is not.
Not a horrible quarterback.
On the lower rung of quarterbacks
he's
in the NFL.
He's not horrible, and he's played a lot of games over the last couple of seasons for Indianapolis when Luck has been out. And would Eli dare go to the land of Peyton to play? That's a no-win situation for Eli. No win in there. Anything short of winning a Super Bowl, if he takes him to the playoffs, they lose the first round and he looks bad, that's just going to be horrible for the career of Eli Manning.
Our poll question of the day at KGYMradio.com has to do with the subject, and thanks to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. What was your reaction to Andrew Luck's announcement? We give you four choices. Shocked, understandable, poor timing, or there goes my fantasy season.
Go ahead and vote at KGYMradio.com. And thanks to Emil's Hideaway and First Avenue Southeast, behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. Do appreciate everything they do for us. And we'll see Dave on Friday for the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6.
Indeed.
If you can get all the records, I tried to get the writing off the whiteboard.
What do we do about that?
We may need a new whiteboard.
It doesn't come off?
No. If you can get that off, more power to you.
Did you try a wet substance?
We're going to have to do some internet investigating here to see what would be the best way to get the ink off of the whiteboard.
If you have any suggestions,
let us know.
316-1600.
Mark, you're in charge of that.
72-95. Overall, I think the Colts fan base will need some time. To them, it's like breaking up with a significant other whom you thought were the one. The Colts fans who booed are heartbroken. Time will heal. Andrew Luck is a class act player. Look at how all of the people he played with and played against received the news. Players have nothing but respect for him, and I, as a fantasy football fan, need to as well.
Yeah. Yeah, it's. I agree. That's very well put. I agree with most everything that the texter said right there at 319-366-1600. Like we said, this is not the first athlete to do this. And it got me to thinking yesterday, especially last night. Barry Sanders, of course, he set so many records, was so dynamic for the Detroit Lions on some pitiful Detroit Lion teams, and was tired of playing, was tired of taking the abuse because defenses were designed, 11 guys, to go after Barry Sanders.
He's tired of losing.
Because the Detroit Lions had nothing else to go with him. And he retired much sooner than folks thought he would. And I thought to myself, what in the world would be the reaction if Barry Sanders had Twitter back in the day? Or Calvin Johnson, another example. Two Lions right there. Calvin Johnson retiring early, but nothing like Barry Sanders. Gale Sayers.
Injury reasons primarily,
but he retired very early in his career and is a very good Hall of Fame career for the Chicago Bears. But what would have been the fallout if Barry Sanders had to deal with Twitter like Andrew Luck is having to deal with Twitter today? That's a pondering question out there. Barry Sanders wouldn't be getting the passes. Mm-hmm. Today that he did back when he did announce his retirement.
36-73 on the text line. Luck gave up. Plus, they let him keep the $24 million.
Is that what's kind of sitting in the craw, people? The money? Let's say that Luck has to give it back or the Colts don't give him the money that he has coming to him. Does that make things better or less painful? Or, you know, put in your own descriptive term there.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the money? It could be the money. 319-366-1600. Is it the money that's bothering people?
I think it's the timing more than anything else. It's so shocking. You know, a little less than 2 weeks before the season begins, and he makes this announcement. I think the timing of it is really weird.
The timing was bad all around. No doubt. Some more text coming in.
Yes, John says, I'm thinking Andrew Luck is going to be just like Jason Witten. He'll take a year off, maybe two, and come back.
I don't think he is. My gut says no. I think he's staying out.
27-11 on the text sign. Chris Boland, rookie of the year, and retired the next year.
Another example. Another example. Luck's not the first one to go through this, as we've pointed out by talking about Johnson, Sanders, Sayers, and Bolin. Another good example. Another good example. 3:23, Mike Halas going to join us in about 10 minutes or so. We also have for you today, before 4 o'clock, tickets to next Wednesday night's Colonels playoff game at home at Veterans Memorial Stadium against the Quad City River Bandits. And we will have tickets to give away before 4 o'clock. Tickets on sale at colonels.com or give them a call at the stadium. 4,200 plus yesterday. Nothing to do with Byron Buxton being in town, was it? It was a beautiful Sunday afternoon. But don't think they'd have got 4,200 if Byron wasn't in town.
Probably not, although there's been some pretty good weekend crowds out at the stadium. Buxton here on a rehab assignment. He is scheduled to start in center field and as opposed to being DH yesterday.
Correct.
For the Colonels. He did hit a double, walked, and struck out yesterday. And it was really strange. 9-run ninth inning for Peoria yesterday and knocked off the Colonels.
That does not happen very often in the world of any type of baseball and any level of baseball. So we'll have those tickets coming up for you to win before 4 o'clock here today. Real quick, 3:24, we got a few more texts coming in. Wanted to get to Miami versus Florida on Saturday night. I don't know how much of it you got to see.
Zero.
Wasn't even on with the strange Illinois fans who were predicting bowl games.
No,
in the background.
No, that game wasn't on. The Bears game wasn't on. There were no TVs.
All right. Very good. Good for you, folks, to just have a night of nice conversation.
Saw highlights when I went to bed that night. And
It was typical Miami versus Florida. I mean, it was at times not football, a little bit more thuggery than anything. But like we talked about with Adam Rittenberg the day prior, on Friday, Manny Diaz is going to be one that's going to try to get that swagger back to the U. And it was an interesting game because you had both teams with some really... It was a typical first week game. You had the teams show really well at times, and then you had a bunch of penalties at times in the ball game. And the same thing with Arizona and Hawaii, although Hawaii looked pretty good. That was the late night game. I knew Hawaii was going to win that one, and I should have made that first bet, and I didn't. Knew Hawaii was going to cover the 11 at least, or getting 11 at home. It's hard to go out there and win.
It is.
Ask Hayden Fry. 319-366-1600. We'll talk a little bit more about the weekend. We'll talk to Mike Halas coming up as well. We'll get more of your text at 319-366-1600. It is a gym class for a Monday presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Your life is full, with good friends and family topping the list. Create an even more welcoming space for them with elegant cabinetry from Decora. Meticulously handcrafted, solid hardwood, custom milled cabinets. Whether you envision a gleaming new kitchen, impressive entry, or updated entertaining area, Decora has discriminating details at an approachable budget. And throughout August, receive free premium finishes on Kemper and Decora cabinetry at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, and at Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Kids, get your shoes on. We're leaving for school. Do you have your homework?
Yes!
Do you have your lunch?
Yes.
Do you have your backpack?
Yes!
Life is hectic. Keep it rolling smoothly with the back-to-school maintenance special from Linder Tire. Oil change, tire and battery checks, plus more for under $35.
Have a great day, kids.
Uh-oh, Mom, I forgot my lunch.
Oh.
Linder Tire. We keep life rolling smoothly, even with a few bumps in the road.
Hills Bank is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics on the Gym. Connect with a banker in office or on our Here app. Hills Bank. Connection is here. Member FDIC.
No game today. Twins enjoying an off day in Chicago before a 10-game road trip begins on Tuesday night with the White Sox. Hi, this is Corey Provis from Chicago on your home for Twins baseball.
I'm 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Twins off tonight. We do have the Cyclone Sideline Show at 7 o'clock on 1600 AM for you. The FM platforms will have ESPN programming coming your way tonight throughout the evening. Twins back in action against the White Sox, who are playing pretty good ball right
now. Yes, they are.
And we'll have that at 7 o'clock tomorrow night on 107.5 FM. 319-366-1600, the Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line. A few more coming in as far as Andrew Luck is concerned, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. Wanted to send out kudos to everybody at the Cedar Rapids Country Club. And if you haven't been out there yet and you're a golf fan, I really highly suggest you make it out there. For numerous reasons. The United States Senior Women's Amateur going on, started on Saturday. Saturday and Sunday, they had stroke play to cut the field to 64. They started match play today, and the match play will continue through Thursday. And if you have been to a USGA event before, when you walk in and see everything, you're thinking to yourself, and same thing I thought, this is just a mini version of what we saw at Erin Hills a couple years ago. There are no grandstands or anything like that. But they still have all the flags, the placards up, and things like that. It's like I said, it's like a 1/16th scale U.S. Open that's going on in our backyard. Admission is free, and there are shuttles coming in from Washington High School if you would like to see the golf. And tell you what, I knew Ellen Port, we talked to, was a very good player. And there were a few high scorers out there. There's always going to be a few high scorers at a very difficult golf course where the greens are running 12 on the stimp for the ladies. But there's some good golfers out there. And I was very impressed by the quality of play out there.
Well, that bodes well for not only Cedar Rapids Country Club, but Cedar Rapids in general. If this holds for the next few days, and hopefully people can get out there. I plan to get out there at least one day and check it out. But you were telling me earlier exactly what you just said, that it looks and feels big time.
It does. And the course is in amazing shape out there. And, you know, if you haven't seen the renovations to the country club that Ron Pritchard and his crew put through 2016, they got everything wrapped up. Do yourself a favor and go out there and see it and see some of these top flight golfers out there, and 7 different countries, I believe, represented, things like that. Canadians, Australians, Japanese, really a unique field out there. Very unique field. And it's a big time event with a kind of a smallish take on it, if you will, a little bit.
So the field is beginning to be whittled down today.
Yep.
And we'll conclude on Thursday, I believe, with the championship match.
Correct.
At least that's the schedule right now.
That's the schedule. They had to move tee times up today because of the weather that they're anticipating coming through later today and into tonight. didn't want them out there. And then, of course, it rained sprinkled on them a little bit earlier on today. But our gal Ellen Port has made it through the first round. She was a big, I think, a 7-6 winner today in match play. Mm-hmm. So she advances to the round of 32, which will be played tomorrow. One of these days, they got to play two rounds, and mm-hmm. I don't know if it's tomorrow or Wednesday. Might be Wednesday, but we'll see. Check it out. You can check it out, USGA, and just go to where the U.S. Women's Senior Amateur is. We'll talk about that with Mike coming up here because he wrote a piece about mm-hmm. that, about a former Hawkeye golfer who was here in town. We're no Iowans who are living here right now playing in the field that started on Saturday, but three or four that had Iowa ties. So that's good to see. Mm-hmm. That's good to see. All right, 3:33. We're going to take a break. Come back. Mike Halas set to join us. Don't forget, we got those Colonels playoff tickets to give away before 4 o'clock today as well. But we'll come back and talk with the Cedar Rapids Gazette sports columnist Mike Halas right after this.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
I'm Amelia, and I'm a teenager now. But when I was 5, the final boy wizard book was released, and so was Windows Server 2008. Harry and Hermione are still awesome, but Microsoft is ending support for Server 2008 R2. So if your business is still using Windows Server 2008 R2, you're going to need more than a spell to stay up to date. Fortunately, Network Computer Solutions is like having your very own wizard. Make sure you get in touch with them soon to update your Windows software.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Copays, codes, coupons. Searching for savings on prescriptions is so complex, it's like you need a doctorate degree. Fortunately, CVS Pharmacy employs thousands who have one, our pharmacists. Plus, we built a proprietary search tool to help them find you savings on prescriptions. You don't need to know all of that complicated stuff. You just need to know someone who does. Your friendly doctor of pharmacy at your local CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Ask pharmacist for details.
Got plans for Labor Day weekend? Do they include saving money? Because Labor Day savings at the Home Depot means up to 40% off appliance special buys. Get a quiet running Whirlpool dishwasher that senses how dirty your dishes are and adapts its cleaning cycle. It's just $378, so you'll save $200. Sounds like a plan. See why with Labor Day savings, today is the day for doing. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details. Valid for September 11th.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game when you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross-country with two young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street and we were back on the road in no time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Back with you on the gym class on this Monday on KGYM at 3:36. Cyclone Sideline Show coming your way tonight on 1600 AM. That begins at 7 o'clock. It is game week, and Mike Halas joining us right now, sports columnist for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Follow him on Twitter at Halas, and of course, read his stuff at thegazette.com. Joining us here. And happy game week to you, Mike. First of all, I wanted to get your reaction to Mark's story about his new friend in Champaign at the wedding he attended over the weekend that said Illinois was going to go to a bowl game this year. The basement was 6-6. What would you have told He had a drink in his hand, too, by the way.
Well, I would have told him everybody has opinions, and yours aren't particularly valid.
He wouldn't have stood for that, Mike, if you'd have met this guy.
Well, then I would have said it from 50 yards away.
Which is what I did.
Who's got a better chance to go to a bowl? This Illinois, the prediction of Mark's friend, or Desmond Howard saying that Kansas is going to go to a bowl?
Yeah, that would be Illinois, I think. I mean, I think Illinois is getting better, but it still needs to find some defense. Illinois, believe it or not, rushed for 5.9 yards a carry last year, which is the second best. That's in conference games, I think. But I think that's like the second best of any Big Ten team in the last 4 years.
But gave up?
Yeah, but they gave up a ton of yards and points. That's a hard fix to do quickly. Lovie Smith, I think, has made himself his own defensive coordinator this year. And, you know, we'll see if that helps.
You believe, obviously, that Iowa will be in a different stratosphere than Illinois. And actually, it sounds as if you have pretty high expectations for Iowa. Are you in the predictions business, Mike, or let us in on what you're thinking?
Well, here's what part of it is I think Iowa's got a lot of good players at important positions and experienced players in important positions. But also, I'm not that sold on the Big Ten West. I know a lot of people are saying that the division's gotten better and it's, you know, it might be equal with the East or getting close to it. I'm not so sure. I mean, I think it's pointed that way. But take any other team in the division, and I think they're all flawed. That doesn't mean that one of them won't emerge like Northwestern did last year. But Northwestern had kind of a everything went right type of season. I'm not saying they were lucky. I'm just saying that everything went right, including the fact they had a veteran quarterback who played very well. But I look at Northwestern and Nebraska and Wisconsin and Minnesota and Purdue. I see good. I don't see great. So I think that the opportunity is ripe for Iowa to do what it very well could have done last year, and that's win the West. I'm not predicting they will. I'm just saying, to me, they should have much a chance as anybody, and that's understood with their schedule. They've got a tough Big Ten schedule. Every road game they've got looks like a tough one. But I don't think that the playing on the road matters as much in college football as it does in a lot of other sports, and it certainly didn't in 2015 when Iowa went unbeaten.
Mike, see if you agree or disagree with me. I think so much depends on Iowa's performance in one-score games, because if you look back, more than a third of Kirk Ferentz's games have been decided by one score. And I think back to 2009 and 2010, I think it was. 2009, Iowa won like five games by a single score. And then the next year, all five losses were close. So this is where we're at, I think.
Well, a lot's on Nate Stanley. I mean, there have been some road games, especially in conference play, where he wasn't great in the fourth quarter the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. But this is, you know, you can also look at punting.
Yeah.
And this is where I think Iowa's going to be better. First of all, I think Stanley will be a better fourth quarter quarterback just because he should be. He's a third-year starter. He should be. There are no guarantees. But, you know, you would think that he'd be as good at that as anybody in the division this year. And then the punting. I watched the one-hour condensed version of the Northwestern-Iowa game last year.
Mm-hmm.
And like everything else in this life, I see things and then totally forget them until, you know, I have to see them again. And what struck me was that besides the fact that the offense just was not good in the second half, the punting hurt them. And it makes a difference. It makes a big difference. And it made a big difference in that game. And so they've got another punter in, somebody who averaged 43 yards last year to Arizona State. And if he can be 43-yard a game, that good with as many touchbacks as he had last year, not touchbacks, but punts inside the 20, they'll be markedly better in that, and that'll make them a markedly better team right off the bat.
True. I mean, that's another first down that the offense has to get against your defense. Going from a 35 to a 43-yard punt, plus down inside the 20-yard line, maybe even inside the 10-yard line. Like you said, that stuff factors out throughout a 12-game season.
Yeah, I think it mattered last year. I think it cost him a win somewhere, you know. And there's no guarantees with the new guy, but he's got 2 years of starting experience in major college football, and last year he was healthy and he was terrific. So, plus he's Australian, and Australians are quite good at punting.
Yes, they are. Michael Oz joining us here on the Monday edition of the Gym Class in KGYM. You mentioned something in your previous answer about this Iowa team. Not only Iowa, but just teams in general. You don't get a 3-year starting quarterback very often, and it is indeed a luxury. And I think people are overlooking that a little bit with Nathan Stanley. We'll see. I'm with you. I think he's going to grow a little bit this year, and I think he's going to be a better quarterback. But like you said, I guess it remains to be seen how it happens when things kick off starting Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, we saw it with Clayton Thorson at Northwestern last year. The senior veteran made a world of difference. Now, there are people who say, well, when Iowa's had 3 year starting quarterbacks interference, you know, Drew Tate and Ricky Stanzi weren't as good as seniors as maybe they were as sophomores. Well, you know, but Tate was hurt as a senior, and I don't know, what the Stanley's story was, but that doesn't mean that that's going to be the case for Stanley. And so, I mean, I think that he's got some definite upside, and I sort of expect to see it. I also think having two offensive tackles like he's got is going to make him a better quarterback. Lerick Jackson and Tristan Wirfs, they're both projected in the NFL. Wirfs projected in the NFL first round next year. We'll see about the interior linemen, the offensive linemen, the guards in the center, but, you know, two tackles like that's a pretty good starting spot. And then I just think that his receiving core certainly won't have the tight ends. You'll never have tight ends like that again if, you know, you're here for another 100 years. But I think the wide receiver core ought to be okay, maybe better than okay. So I'm not saying this is going to be a 10-2 team, but I think that this should be a competitive team for 12 weeks.
Well, it's not a real appealing schedule per normal in week one of the Big Ten season, but you do have four teams that are either going on the road or playing a neutral site game, and probably Northwestern at Stanford headlines that group. But you also have Purdue going out to Nevada and Wisconsin going to South Florida. So, you know, we may see an upset. I mean, South Dakota State could knock off Minnesota. Who knows?
Yeah.
But
sure.
Maybe we'll see a little, maybe we'll see a little upset here and there, maybe not.
Yeah, you know, if all those teams you named get through with wins, then I might revise my opinion about the West, because I think what you said is right on the money, that there are potential potholes in week one for those teams, more so than Iowa, I would say. I mean, certainly playing at Stanford is no picnic, but Northwestern and Stanford have played each other quite a bit in this decade. Two like-minded universities. Going to Nevada, that's an odd one for Purdue, and, you know, that's just crazy enough to probably be troublesome. I don't know if South Florida is going to be as good as it's been in the past. I don't pay attention all the way down to the American Conference, but, you know, you're going to Tampa in August, so that'll probably be weird.
And hot.
Well, yeah, and hot. So we'll see. I do think that Nebraska ought to beat South Alabama. I see they're 36-point favorites, which, man, that they must be expecting Nebraska to score 60, which they very well could.
Watch that hook, man. Watch that hook.
That Minnesota game, by the way, South Dakota State is on Thursday night, and Wisconsin at South Florida is one of three games on Friday, and everybody else gets underway on Saturday.
Yeah, there's just something weird about going on the road to a different time zone, a place you've never been, playing on a night you very seldom play, with no games under your belt. You know, Mark, the more you talk about this, the more I think you might be right. One of these teams is going to get popped.
We'll see how it all plays out. Iowa State, you and I will get their season started early on Saturday over in Ames.
Boy, did you hear what Farley said about Iowa State?
Not coach speak?
Not coach speak.
What did he say? I didn't hear.
He said it's something along the lines of this is by far the best team, Iowa State team he's seen. And he's played them 10 times, I think, in his career.
Yeah, well, that's interesting.
I think they are.
They've got a lot of good defensive players, you know, and how many times in all the years that we've worked in Eastern Iowa here have we said that?
Not much.
Last year, this year, and I can't think of any other years. I mean, 2000, they must have been good when they went 9-3, but... Yeah, I mean, geez, Ray Lima's terrific. Jaquan Bailey's terrific. Mike Rose, his linebacker, as a freshman last year, was great.
Marcel Spears and people
Spears,
like that.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they've got good players on defense. They really do. So that's why people are picking them to be in the upper division of the Big 12, because it's not a conference renowned for defense. But also because of what they did last year. I mean, it's not speculation. Those guys played really good defense last year.
Farley said it is the best team, Cyclone team, he's had to coach against by far. Yeah.
Well, I mean, he may believe that, but he's saying that for reasons beyond that.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah.
We'll see. I mean, it's a game where UNI's got a brutal schedule. And if they want to make the FCS playoffs, this game doesn't mean a whole lot. Yeah, it'd be nice to win, but...
You got a freshman quarterback.
You got a freshman quarterback. You're expected to get blown out probably by 3 or 4 touchdowns. And just don't get anybody hurt as you get ready for the Idaho States and the Weber States, the non-conference games you really need to win before you get to the Dakotas and the Illinois States and people you need to go probably 500 against in the conference.
Yeah. I mean, you and I gave the McCarney and Chizik and Rhodes teams plenty of trouble. But as I recall, the last time they played Iowa State, the Cyclones kind of put their feet down.
Yeah.
And I would suspect that that's what happens at some point Saturday.
Michael Oss joining us. A few more minutes here at 3:50. To change gears a little bit, I don't know if you made it out there yet since they've started playing, but the U.S. Women's Senior Amateur going on in our fair city of Cedar Rapids. I made it out yesterday morning, and this thing is, you've been to a U.S. Open, I've been to a U.S. Open. Yeah, there are no grandstands, but this is, it's like a 1/16th version of the U.S. Open. It's just kind of cool to see all the USGA flags and the placards and everything associated with the national championship out there where you can go walk around this thing.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I haven't been out there. I was out of town this weekend on an assignment, and then this is football week, you know, so kind of got my head, you know, focused on that, and the timing's too bad, but, you know, for people in Cedar Rapids, it's today they must have played without a hitch today in the, despite the rain, huh?
Yes. Yep. They got everything in today. Got everything down to 32. So they're good players, too.
Yeah, you know, that's a tough course. I made a birdie there once. Can you believe that?
Not in the revised course, though, right?
No. And then that, by the way, that was also just one hole. The other 17, for some reason, don't stick out in my memory.
But you'll always have that hole, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I've replayed it in my mind about 1,000 times.
Before we leave golf, this just came out, and that is that the PGA of America voted Rory McIlroy their player of the year over Brooks Koepka. Is there 15, besides 15 million reasons why they did that? Koepka had a pretty good year, man.
I don't know. What do we care, Scott? Those people have plenty. They don't need your accolades.
I love giving them accolades, though.
Did you watch that LAFC LA Galaxy game last night?
I missed that one. You know what I was watching? I was watching the replay of the Miami and Florida game.
Was that good?
It was a typical Miami and Florida game. It was.
I don't know what that means.
Well, it was kind of football, and then you kind of took time to yell at each other and push each other around.
Oh, they were yapping?
Yeah. Can you believe that?
Good.
All right.
I like that.
Mike, back to a little more serious matter. Which are you more apt to take, either side? You and I at Iowa State, Cyclones minus 18.5. Or Miami at Iowa. Iowa favored by 21.5. And keep in mind, folks, Mike is not a tout.
No, I'm not a tout. You have those touts on this station.
Yes,
now,
we do.
You?
You're not.
Yeah. Where do you find those people?
Dave, Kyle,
I mean, really? Are these? I mean, they're not calling from, like, the last phone booth in America, are they?
No. Dave, Kyle found Dave. We'd have to ask Kyle where he found Dave.
I hear this, and it's like, okay, you know, somebody's got himself a little cottage industry there. How did he pull this off?
Did you hear Dave's line, though, last week? It was the greatest line we've ever had in all the decades of this program. Mark asked him, you know, what do you say? Oh, you've got your college football plays out there.
I tried to throw him a softball, yeah.
Yeah, and Dave goes, yeah, it's not cheap, and I'm really good at this.
Yeah. When one of them says, you know, I hit on about 49%, sometimes 50 or 51, then let me know.
Yeah. Dave's doing well, though, so I'm not going to. Not going to.
I take it you don't like either side in either one of those games.
I don't. It'd be flipping a coin. Those numbers all sound good to me. They sound realistic to me. But the truth is that one of those two teams will probably win by 42 points.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just got to figure out which one.
Yeah, you guys figure it out, because that's not a game I'm going to play.
We'll figure it out Friday on the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. How
yes,
about
we
that?
Will. But Mark and I both, we are not going to play Iowa and Iowa State games. So
can I do a quick plug?
Sure.
Sure.
I spent the week, I probably shouldn't be talking about this here, but I spent the Friday in Edwardsville, Illinois, with A.J. Epineza's family.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to have a story on that later this week at the Gazette.com and Saturday morning in the Gazette.
Excellent.
Yeah. You got, did you talk to Epi?
Quite a bit.
He is quite a dude.
Yeah. Really interesting guy.
Yes, he is.
Had quite the life, and he is basically the magnet of Edwardsville, Illinois.
Well, how big a town is that, Mike?
Edwardsville is like 25,000, and then the town that the Epinezas live in technically, well, it's not technically, they do. It's called Glen Carbon, which is another 12,000, and it's basically like Iowa City and Coralville.
Okay. I see. Okay. Right. Yeah, we'll look forward to that.
They grew up about 2 miles from the high school in Edwardsville, so it's like they live in Edwardsville.
All right. We'll look forward to that.
And Iowa basketball is going to play SIU Edwardsville in November or December.
Yep, that came out last week.
Yeah, they'll win.
They will.
Epinesa ought to dress for that
game. Yeah. He'd probably get a double-double.
Read his stuff at thegazette.com. Give him a follow at Halas on Twitter. Mike, appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday because it'll be Labor Day next Monday.
Oh, well, happy Labor Day then.
Same to you. All right. We'll take a break. Come back. As we go to break, going to give you an opportunity to pick up playoff tickets to see the Colonels and the River Bandits next Wednesday, a week from this Wednesday. Tickets on sale at colonels.com, 319-366-1600.
That is next week, but tonight Byron Buxton apparently not in the lineup.
Yep, got scratched.
For the Colonels. Scratched because of field conditions.
Don't want to hurt him. And a little wetness out there. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. And Jeff Downing will get your information on our winner. More coming up after this.
At Fidelity, we believe nothing should come between you and your money. So we're introducing zero account fees with zero minimums to open an account. All because we want you to invest with zero trade-offs. Visit fidelity.com/value to learn more. Zero account minimums and zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Expenses charged by investments such as funds and managed accounts and for commissions, interest charges, or other expenses for transactions may still apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, member NYSE, SIPC.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross-country with two young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street, and we were back on the road in no time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Back with you to wrap things up on a Monday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Coming up tomorrow, we are going to talk some Miami, Florida football either tomorrow or Thursday. I'd have to check the schedule with that. Major League Baseball talk coming up tomorrow. We'll talk some high school football, preview some of the week one games and some of the top teams around. We'll do that on Wednesday. We'll also have Chris Liss of RotoWire.com. Your fantasy football questions to be answered. That will be coming up on the Wednesday edition of the show. Get to Friday, we'll have the Emil's Hideaway pick six. We'll have our picks on Iowa and Iowa State, and we'll take our listeners and their thoughts about it as well. Football week, it's here, Mark.
We're in it, aren't we?
I love it. I love it. Somebody said that before, haven't they?
Some broadcaster.
Indeed. Yeah. Jeff's got the name of our winner, and thanks to everybody for calling in. We do appreciate it. Stay tuned. Tom Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That is coming your way next right here on KGYM.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids.